This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mundi Cruz. Date of birth, December the 16th, 1968. Case ID number is 713-5076. Date of exam, August the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/4/2018. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of knee problems, comma, heart issues, comma, high blood pressure, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and sleep apnea. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in June of 2018, where he was a trailer truck driver for 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant states he also worked before that time at AutoZone for 4 years and 12 years at Long John Silver's restaurant. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his wife, and his wife occasionally helps to clean, but is not working full-time. She works whenever there's work available. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 4 years. Allegations, number one, right knee problems. Number two, heart issues. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, sleep apnea. History of allegation, knee problems. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having problems with his right knee. The claimant is morbidly obese and has difficulty ambulating because of his obesity. He was diagnosed with bilateral torn meniscus of the right knee, which included the lateral and medial meniscus. In December 2018, he had arthroscopic surgery performed by Dr. Raul Marquez to repair the meniscal tears. He also had one steroid injection, which he states did relieve some of the pain. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant does have a walker that he uses most of the time to ambulate with. His physician is Dr. Raul Marquez, and he is presently taking baclofen 10 milligrams QD, which does give him some relief. He says the only physical activity he does is walking a little bit. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching occasional TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. He denies going to the grocery store, but states he does a little bit of walking to get around. Allegation number two, heart issues. The claimant states he has no heart issues except for his high blood pressure. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, but no blurred vision. He also denies any chest pain. The claimant has no in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure was 188 over 109 mmHg, which is very high. He is presently on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, and Losartan, 50 milligrams QD. He does not appear to be very well controlled. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the lower extremities and states that usually what he feels are cramps. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 85 milligrams / DL to 135 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0. He is presently taking metformin 500 milligrams QD and Ozempic 1 milligram Q week. His condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 5. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having shortness of breath secondary to sleep apnea. He denies any problems with emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, cardiac problems, or allergies. He states the shortness of breath is usually at night when he goes to sleep. He is able to walk one block slowly, climb 2 steps, talk, and rest, but occasionally gets short of breath. The claimant does have a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day, but states he quit in 2001, and he did smoke for 5 years. He has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized or intubated for sleep apnea. He is presently on no inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. He was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP machine, more likely than not coming from morbid obesity. He does take Montelukast 10 milligrams QD for allergies. Family history, he did not know his father, but states that he died from thyroid cancer in his 70s. His mother died from also thyroid cancer when she was 68. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, ondansetron, 4 milligrams TID for nausea and vomiting, meclizine, 25 milligrams TID for vertigo, fish oil, 1,000 milligrams QD, baclofen, 10 milligrams QD, Losartan, 50 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 1 milligram Q week, supervitamin B complex QD, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams Q week, and rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Morbid obesity, vertigo, obstructive sleep apnea / sleep apnea with CPAP machine, right knee bilateral meniscal tear in 2018, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, major surgery, right knee arthroscopy for medial and lateral meniscal tear repairs performed in December 2018. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially. The claimant has no delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit, weight 365 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 188 over 109 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 55, the claimant is very obese. General, this is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in some acute distress secondary to being morbidly obese. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker that he uses all the time. He did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and was unable to walk around the room without the device. His hand or coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant was morbidly obese and had difficulty moving. Muscular skeletal. Could you please drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a walker at all times to be able to ambulate. Neurological. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the right knee, where he did have surgery for a medial and lateral meniscal tear. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnosis is, number one, right knee pain secondary to bilateral medial / lateral meniscal tear of the right knee, has been treated with arthroscopic surgery, appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Number two, heart issues. The claimant Stacy has no heart issues but does have high blood pressure. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 188 over 109 MMHG, which is high. However, the claimant is on low doses of antihypertensive medication, which may need to be adjusted. Allegation number four, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0%, which is very well controlled. Number five, sleep apnea with CPAP machine being treated at this time. Claimant's oxygen saturation was 96%, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mundi Cruz.